from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 9 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. The head of the criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack Monday comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is meeting again today with opposition delegates in Geneva after making progress in resolving some of the issues the main opposition group wants addressed prior to peace talks. Mr. de Mistura rescheduled a session with government figures on Monday in order to speak first with the opposition. He said Sunday he's optimistic and determined the opposition will join the peace process that got underway on Friday. Sharif Shahada is a member of the Syrian parliament. He said, "We're facing a dilemma in Geneva. It will not be that easy. It'll be a clash to change the face of Syria, but we should be optimistic and we will be armed with hope for a near future in which there will be an end to the bloodshed in Syria and an end to suffering and make the region rest, because the geographical location of Syria means the whole region will be at rest when we, our Syria, are at peace." A spokesman for the Syrian opposition said discussions Sunday were encouraging and positive. New members of Myanmar's parliament, most dressed in traditional garb, took a joint oath of office on Monday in the capital as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than a half century. Who will become Myanmar's president? Most popular choice is Aung San Suu Kyi, who may be ineligible because he has a husband who is not a citizen of Myanmar. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has convened a meeting of researchers and health officials to determine whether the Zika virus should be declared a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The WHO predicts the virus, which may be linked to neurological disorders in babies, could infect as many as 4 million people in the Americas this year.
No firm link has been established between the Zika virus and microcephaly, a neurological disorder in babies who are born with abnormally small heads. World Health Organization spokesman Gregory Hartl tells VOA experts are not ruling out anything, but the surge in the number of microcephaly cases and the Zika virus may just be coincidental in terms of time and place.
So one of the curiosities is why we have so many neurological cases in, say, the northeast of Brazil, but we haven't had it in other places.
Zika gets its name from a forest in Uganda where the virus was first identified in 1947. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nearly 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly have occurred in Brazil since October, compared with 150 similar cases in 2014. Uganda says it has arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics and made statements urging people to avoid voting on February 18th because he believed the election would be a sham. After months of campaigning and debates, voters in the U.S. state of Iowa are about to have their first say in the 2016 race for the U.S. president. VOA correspondent Jim Malone.
The top presidential contenders in both parties made a final appeal for vote Sunday on the eve of the Iowa caucus, the official launch of the 2016 campaign. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump projected confidence during a campaign stop in Council Bluffs.
"You have a lousy record, 16 years, and you haven't picked a winner. Please pick a winner this time, okay? I'm going to win."
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, slightly trailing Trump in the latest poll, also made an impassioned plea. Polls show a close race among Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both of them made closing arguments Sunday. Clinton targeted some of the Republican contenders.
"So stick with me, stick with a plan, stick with the experience, stick with the ideas that will actually work for our country."
Sanders has been gaining on Clinton and is pushing for a big turnout. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.